Israel on Wednesday to show support for the U.S. ally as concerns increase that the raging Israel-Hamas war could expand into a larger regional conflict. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Biden's travel to Israel as the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip grows more dire and as Israel prepares for a possible ground attack.
President Biden will visit Israel. He's coming here at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world.
Biden is looking to send the strongest message yet that the U.S. is behind Israel. His Democratic administration has pledged military support, sending U.S. carriers and aid to the region. Officials have said they would ask Congress for upwards of $2 billion in additional aid for both Israel and Ukraine, which is fighting Russia's invasion. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Russia's parliament took the first step on Tuesday towards revoking ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. VOA Scott Walterman says its top lawmaker warned the U.S. that Moscow might abandon the pact altogether.
Russia says the aim is to restore parity with the United States, which has signed but never ratified the 1996 treaty, and that it won't resume testing unless Washington does. But arms control experts are concerned that Russia may be inching toward a test which could usher in a new era of big power nuclear, in which the West would perceive as a Russian nuclear escalation during the Ukraine war. A member of President Putin's Security Council said Moscow's move was a wake-up call for Washington after its failure to ratify the treaty for the past 23 years. Russia ratified it in 2000. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Beijing on Tuesday. Russia is sending more forces to an eastern Ukraine city. Analysts say Russia's assault there has slowed down and